720 at WEOL. It's time to talk Guardians with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Guardians, brought to you on AM 930, 100.3 FM by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bobby, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, well, we are doing well. The sun is shining. It was shining at the ballpark finally. And a little windy, though, the last few days at the ballpark. A touch chilly on occasion, but, you know, coming off a 3-7 road trip that obviously featured that seven-game losing streak, to come back and go 4-2 against San Diego and Toronto, two of the top teams in the league. A very, very good homestand.
Yeah, and how about hearing what's a little from
outfield
the earlier week?
Reyes the other way toward right, medium deep. Infield, no shift. Hardly see this anymore. The pitch. Swung on, drilled, a base hit to center. A three-hit game again for Franmil. His second three-hit game this weekend. Man. In Franmil Reyes's last 23 at-bats, he has 12 hits.
Well, there's the guy that maybe is turning things around for us. What do you think?
Well, we need him terribly. Right in the middle of that lineup, the big guy. Just nice to see that, you know, he's putting the bat on the ball and starting to get his confidence and getting that big smile of his going. You know, I heard Oscar Mercado in the post game last night talk about Franmil and his approach during that horrible stretch of his where he was completely lost at the plate, but he didn't lose his confidence. And he said, you know, for us, you know, younger guys, you know, you learn from those sorts of things. And now hopefully he'll find the swing that puts the ball into the seats, hitting the long ball, because he's our big power threat. And when we get him rolling and Owen Miller rolling and Josh Naylor going, they have to pitch to Jose Ramirez. And when you pitch to Jose Ramirez, Jose does good things for us.
Yeah, like this here.
Cleveland on the short end, 2-0, but a chance to do damage here in the bottom of the third. Now the pitch. Breaking ball, line to right, it's a base hit, down the line, it'll head to the corner. Kwan scores, and Ramirez hits second, he's on his way to third. Throw to third, head first slide, it's a triple! Well, they went back-to-back changeups, then hung a slider. And Hosey yanks it down the right field line into the corner. And his amazing season continues. They don't pitch to him. And if they do, he hits every mistake. His second triple. He now has 30 RBIs. It's a 2-1 ball game.
Yes, right there. I wondered if with all the momentum with his slide, he'd end up in the dugout if he didn't pull himself up a little bit with that. You know how he hustles, for sure.
Well, yeah, it's remarkable the way he plays the game of baseball. Every moment is full throttle for him, which is just so exciting to watch. And you could tell a little bit that Hammy was a little bit surprised that he was going for third. Normally, you know, balls hit down the right field line, and Toronto has a really terrific outfield. But for him to, out of the box, think that he could get to third, there's just ways to lead baseball teams, and it's not always by yelling or screaming at other teammates. It's by the actions you have on the field of play. And boy, Hosey is an incredible leader for this baseball team.
Well, talking to Bob DiBiase of the Guardians this morning is brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Chicago, Minnesota. These are two teams we are looking at in the Central right now, so we can gain some ground if we do some damage this week.
A real fun week of baseball ahead of us. Three in Chicago, off day Thursday, three in Minnesota. That's exactly, you know, the goal is let's tighten the race. We're 3.5 back from Minnesota, just behind half game behind the White Sox, both playing very well right now. The three of us are all on little winning streaks, and it's going to be a real fun week of baseball in the American League Central Division. Then we get to come home against Cincinnati and Detroit starting Friday night. The 20th is our promo schedule gets really kicked into gear. Friday night is the first Sugardale Dollar Dog Night with post-game fireworks, $2 pregame party in the district, courtesy of Miller Lite. Then there's a Guardians water bottle giveaway on Saturday, courtesy of our friends at Bally Sports. And then Kids Fun Day on Sunday, where kids will be able to get back on the field, running the bases post-game. So big promotional weekend coming up May 2021-22 when we return from what's going to be a real fun road trip.
Absolutely. And we got all these central time zone broadcasts here on AM 930, 100.3 FM with that 7:35 start for most of them. And then there's that one afternoon game coming up against Chicago. But looking forward to the fun. Zach looks like on the mound for the Guardians for tonight. Hey, did you have a chance to connect up with Chris Antonetti at all with the Blue Jays in town?
Oh, you mean Mark Shapiro.
Mark Shapiro, sorry.
Yes. Well, and actually I did. Yeah, Mark came in the we made plans. He came in the radio booth and visited with Hammy and Rosie and I for a good half hour. It was really nice to catch up with him. His son is playing baseball at Princeton, and his daughter's over here at Western Reserve Academy in Hudson, and he's just doing well. What he and Ross Adkins have done to turn that franchise around, people didn't realize, even though they were in the ALCS with us, their farm system was in disarray, and they've done a really nice job, obviously, putting that team together, and they've got a good one going there.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll speak again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Take care, boys. Have a great week. Go Guardians.
Guardians Baseball Talk with Bob DiBiasio on WEOL, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco.
For a no-stress graduation party, your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco comes to the rescue. Call or visit soon and order custom-decorated cakes, deli, veggie, and dessert trays, and plenty of delicious Little Chet's chicken. Then pick up chips, cold beverages, and everything else you need to make the party great. Visit your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. They're open every day of the year.